Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Oh, good morning. It's a beautiful Saturday, June 18th, Father's Day weekend. Golf Club's online at radiogolfclub.com. We're, of course, broadcasting statewide on all four stations. And thank you for stopping into the clubhouse. Today is an amazing day. Besides the fact that the 103rd Manoa Cup is underway, yes, for 103 years they have played the Manoa Cup. David Fink is defending. He's at the U of Oregon right now. He went to Iolani. For the first time since the 90s, he could be a defending champion. He's going up against John Oda. They're underway right now in the quiet of Nuuanu Valley. But at the 111th U.S. Open at Congressional, Golf World Executive Editor Ron Cyrak walked all 18 yesterday with Rory McIlroy. Welcome to the clubhouse. So good to have you. I mean, walking with history must have been amazing yesterday.
It was really one of the more remarkable rounds of golf I've ever seen. I mean, until the double bogey on the 18th hole, it was as good of a round of golf as I've ever seen, particularly in a major championship. And it was effortless. He had a couple of four-foot par-putts, and that's as close as he came to struggling. He was in the center of the fairway, the center of the greens. He played smart. He's hitting on all cylinders, and I would be very, very surprised if he gives very many strokes back on the weekend.
What, you know, the talk about the records being broken that he broke yesterday, what were they?
Well, he was the quickest person ever to get to double digits under par. He was 10 under on his 26th hole. He pulled out from the fairway for eagle on a par 4. He got to 13 under par on the back nine, which is no one had ever gotten to 13 under par in a U.S. Open before. Tiger Woods got to 12. He tied the record for the largest lead after 36 holes, 6 strokes. He's in pretty good shape. If he shoots 70-70 on the weekend, he'll have the lowest 72-hole score in the history of the U.S. Open. It was just a remarkable performance, and particularly when you think he's only 22 years old, and he's coming in here off the heartbreak of what happened in that final round of the Masters when he had a 4-stroke lead and shot 80 on Sunday.
Yeah, and Chubby Chandler was talking about how after the Masters, he had Charles Schwartzel as, you know, the winner going through all that, and then coming back to the house to talk to Rory about, you know, how are you doing, kid? It was having the winner and someone who came so close to winning. It must have been a very strange moment. But with Rory and his competitors in this U.S. Open, I'm watching Phil Mickelson applaud Rory.
Yeah, I mean, and you really had to applaud him. I mean, I think the way he played golf those first 36 holes, you know, and Mickelson's paired with him, and he got to see it firsthand, and you know, you couldn't have had a greater contrast in playability than those two guys. Mickelson shot 74 on the first day, and it could have been an 84. I mean, he was all over the place, and as consistent and down the middle as McIlroy was for 2 days, Phil was the exact opposite. And it was sort of remarkable that he's in as good a shape as he is right now. But you know, Rory really does seem to be one of those people who found all the positives in what happened to him at the Masters and used it as a learning experience. And you get the feeling that he came away from there with something that he's going to put to good use this weekend here.
Okay. And, you know, that's one thing that I find most irritating about all of the coverage of Rory McIlroy and what he's accomplished. Even though I absolutely am in awe of what he's done, as all of the people around him are, everyone seems to, you talk to the players, they say, gee, I'd like to see Rory win, and if he doesn't, I'd like it to be me. But that's pretty amazing. But by the same token, how often do we see a Friday leader actually win an event?
Yeah, you know, and particularly particularly in a U.S. Open. And you know, usually the person who jumps out and grabs the Thursday lead at a U.S. Open is nowhere to be seen come Sunday. And it's really hard, I think, in any tournament, but particularly a major championship, to play with the lead for all 4 days. And that's going to be the case for him. He's going to be sleeping on the lead. You know, you look at it right now, he's got a 6-shot lead over Wang Yang. If Yang folds, it's 9 shots back to third place. I was doing math here, and I'm thinking McIlroy could shoot like 74-74 on the weekend and win the golf tournament.
All right. Okay. So let's. I need to thank our sponsors and take a real quick break so we can continue. What is amazing is who didn't make the cut. It sounds like a leaderboard. Nick Watney, Ian Poulter, Luke Donald, Paul Casey, Adam Scott. You know, all the talk about who's on Adam's bag this weekend. I guess it didn't help that Stevie Williams was there, huh?
Yeah, you know, I guess, you know, Stevie's been having a lot of weekends off over the last couple of years. So he's got another one off. He's somewhere watching NASCAR on TV today. So.
Exactly. Well, let's thank you to Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal and commercial kitchen design and fabrication. They'll design it and they'll make it for you. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product. You can depend on 24/7 Alakai Mechanical. Combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr., bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. That's Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Star Protection, for property threats and risk assessment, protection for your home or your business, get the Star Team on your property. We'll take that quick break. We're going to come back and give away a dozen Nike Power Distance and talk more about the 111th U.S. Open at Congressional with Golf World's Ron Syrak. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal. That's Alakai Mechanical.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star Team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
Rory McIlroy has an incredible lead, yes, but we also have a number of people who are in contention. This is our U.S. National Golf Championship, and we are talking with Ron Syrak, executive editor, Golf World, senior writer for Golf Digest. You know, you got to tell everybody, you guys are doing an amazing job. In fact, the entire media force over there covering this event and golf is really coming out and working really hard to keep us informed. Amazing work.
You know, it's going to be one of the. We're going to have an interesting situation today, I think, because the final group goes off at 3:50 this afternoon, and for about the 800th consecutive day here, we've got thunderstorms supposed to be coming in the afternoon. So we could be having one of those things where we're going to be playing a lot of golf on Sunday here. It could very well be a situation where we're going to be coming back early tomorrow morning to finish up round three before we start round four.
Okay. We've got Matt Kuchar, Zach Johnson, Brant Snedeker, Robert Garrigus, Grant Jobes, Ryan Palmer, Davis Webb III, Keith Slocum, our Americans. Who do you think has the most game going into this weekend?
Well, you know, the guy that that was my pick before the tournament is Matt Kuchar. He's been playing really the most consistent golf among Americans and probably in the world for about the last 3 years right now. It seems like every time you look up, he's on the leaderboard. And, I don't think he's going to go away. But, you know, the ball is just so much in McIlroy's court here. I don't see that we're not going to see 65s and 66s shot on the weekend at a U.S. Open course. They're just not going to let that happen. That means somebody's not so much going to have to storm from behind as it's going to be Rory's going to have to come back to the pack.
Okay. The USGA did say that, you know, they felt they weren't upset about Rory's score. And it is an anomaly, isn't it? I mean, look how many guys didn't make the cut.
Yeah, and he's, you know, he's six strokes clear of the second place person, nine strokes clear of the third place person. So all you can say when just one person separates himself like that is he's just playing great. It's not a function of the course. It's not a function of the setup. It's just that one guy is on his game, and these are the best players in the world, and he's just on his game playing. And he said yesterday, playing as well as he can possibly play right now.
Okay, I talked to the USGA recently, a couple of weeks ago, Larry Gilhooly. Their emphasis now is on firm and fast conditions. And they want to achieve that, but with the rain, is that causing problems?
Yeah, it did. It softened it more than they thought. And the plan in here was to just play firm and fast. They wanted the greens to be running at 14.5. So we've had rain every evening here, and it rained pretty good last night, and they do have sub-air systems under the greens that they're able to dry them out, but, you know, they want the fairways, not just the greens, but the fairways to run firm and fast, so the balls run through the fairways into the rough, and the course is probably playing just a titch easier than they were anticipating it.
Okay. The amateurs that stand out, Sam Saunders did not make the cut, Steve Irwin didn't make the cut. Great to see his dad there, Cale. Peter Uihlein did not make the cut. That was a surprise.
You know, Uihlein got waxed in the NCAAs in match play, like 8-6 or something. So, you know, maybe he's not been on his game. This kid from UCLA, Patrick Cantlay, he's been just on a real tear. He qualified to get in here and he made the cut. He made the cut quite easily at one over par.
And Russell Henley is right in there as well. Both of them. Russell was kind of like under the radar. While Cantlay, I mean, I heard you talking about it. He won the Jack Nicklaus Award. Got into the U.S. Open, tied for fourth at the sectional. Then played the Palmer Cup, where the U.S. team won. Earned the sponsor exemption into the Travelers. Finished second in the NCAA Championship. One shot back of the champion, John Peterson. Top-ranked college player in the golf
and he was a freshman.
And he's a freshman, right.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. The question I ask you about the amateurs is so many of them on the European side and the U.S. side are going professional.
Yeah.
And that kind of takes away from the Walker Cup, something Ricky Fowler, he went all the way. He went from college, the Walker Cup, then turned professional. Is the Walker Cup becoming less significant of an event because of these guys turning pro?
Well, I think it's still significant. They still have a lot of talent in there. You know, there are more guys leaving earlier, no question about it. You know, it appears that Peter Uihlein is gonna go all 4 years of college and go through, and And even though the Walker Cup is probably going to be down about three or four players that they thought they were going to have, it's still going to be it'll still be a pretty compelling competition. This trend is, I guess we could say it's one of the byproducts of the Tiger Woods era, is that these guys are learning how to win and how to compete at the highest level at an earlier age than conventional wisdom used to lead you to believe that they could. And we're going to see more of them out here at a younger age.
Okay. The thing that gets me about Rory McIlroy and rooting for him, and I mean, I want him to win. Don't get me wrong, okay? I really, he's a really cool kid, 22. What he went through at the Masters and watching him recover from that, then seeing something similar happen when he was in Asia, it would be just so wonderful. And frankly, I'm not sure we're ready for the roller coaster. You know, we've gotten so used to having the closer, the Tiger Woods, the closer. He's the guy. You could count on the guy closing the deal. It was almost like an emotional security blanket, having Tiger around. We don't have that anymore. And it's kind of hard putting all my heart into McIlroy.
Yeah, you know, we are definitely in this odd era that we haven't been in since 1996, which is without Tiger, then who is it? And we don't know. You know, we're waiting for somebody to step up and say, I'm going to be the next person who's the best in the world. Maybe that'll be Rory. I know this. There's not a person in this press room here who wants to write another Rory McIlroy collapse story. He handled it so well at Augusta when he shot 80 on Sunday, and he answered every question, and he was so gracious, and he said all the right things, and he's done everything right. And let's face it, where he is right now with a 6-stroke lead going into the weekend, no matter who wins this golf tournament, Rory McIlroy is going to be the story, because he either wins it bouncing back from that heartbreak at the Masters,
yes,
or he has yet another heartbreak. There's no way he's not the story.
Yeah, one person said on Twitter, I don't think even Rory can blow this now. My response was, careful. I mean, you know, that's my, that, don't get ahead of ourselves here. And a friend of mine sent the following response: whatever else happens, it's a beautiful thing he's doing.
Well, you know, I don't know if you cut this component to the thing, but he's an ambassador for UNICEF, and he stopped in Haiti last week for 2 days to do some charity work around with people who were victims of the earthquake and the diseases that they've had after the earthquake in Haiti. And you know, it, again, all this seems to be the actions of a genuinely good-hearted person. I mean, there's really nothing about this kid not to like. And I think we're all rooting that he remains that person. And as I said, I think there's probably unanimous feeling in this press center that nobody wants to write another Rory McIlroy heartbreak story.
Yeah. What he said about going to Haiti was amazing. He said, I've seen things that I never thought that I would see in my lifetime. And it makes me appreciate being able to pick up a glass of water and drink it and just do the normal things that we do in life that we take completely for granted. That truly, he is a remarkable person. I'm so afraid of keeping you too long. I don't want to leave anything out, but I do have to say, in a recent article that you wrote, some of the writing, you really do need to read Ron Cyrak. Twice in the last four majors, Americans went into the final round with a lead and bit the bit, big time.
Yes.
That's very nicely put, bitting the bit. I'm thinking of my horses. And it isn't like the leader is the winner at Sunday. I've already said that, but yeah, it would be nice to see an American win the U.S. championship.
Well, if we don't have an American winner here, It will be the first time in history that we've gone five consecutive majors without an American winning. Right now, all four trophies are held by non-Americans. And since the Masters was started in 1934, we've never gone five consecutive majors without American winning, and this would be the first time. And it's sort of an indication. And again, you know, this is probably something that that is a byproduct too of the Tiger Woods era, is that he really helped globalize the game, and he attracted to the game a better quality of athletes. There's so much talent out there right now, so many really, really incredible athletes playing the game of golf, and they're coming from every corner of the world, and we're seeing it right now.
Bravo. Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. What was the moment that you'll take away from yesterday?
I think probably when, you know, you referenced that seeing Phil Mickelson applauding for McIlroy, and that was after he holed out on number 8 for eagle from the fairway, and it was just a gorgeous shot that he threw past the hole, punted back off the bank board, and it just came down the slope and went into the cup from behind. I think the other thing that I'll take is the fans here have really embraced McIlroy. He was getting tons of shouts of "Go Rory," and every time he arrived at his ball, he'd get a long, really warm ovation. And you know, you look at him and you know, I don't know if it's, you know, the curly hair or just the fact that he does look so young and that he is so nice and everything. But there's just something, when you look at him that you immediately want to root for the guy, and people have taken to him here. And I will take that away from me too. As well as he played yesterday, he was totally embraced by the spectators here.
That's that Irish, you know?
Yeah.
You just want to grab him and hug him.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything that I did not give you a chance to say that you know, really wanted to?
I think we covered it all. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be fascinating to watch today because it's going to be there's so much pressure on McIlroy going out there right now because this is entirely his tournament to lose, really, and he knows that, and I think that to sleep on the lead 3 nights in a row is a very, very difficult thing to do.
All right. Just before you go, can you say where that course for the 2016 Olympic Games is going to be built? I'm not sure that I can pronounce it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not sure that I can pronounce it, but I don't have it in front of me right now. I don't remember, but it's going to be near where the Olympic Village is in Rio de Janeiro. It's apparently the piece of land has spectacular ocean views, and it seems like a great piece of property. What they got to do now is that 18 different design firms bidding to build the course. They got to pick somebody, and they better do that soon and get the course built.
Yes, absolutely. Jack Nicklaus says he'll do it for free with Annika Sorenstam, a co-designer. So, you know, the clock is ticking. Get it done. This is the end of 2011. President Obama and House Speaker Boehner. There is no game like golf, someone said. You go out with 3 friends, play 18 holes, return 3 enemies. That's how the Washington Times summed up this round of golf that's being played. I'm hoping for something a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for? Optimistic, you know?
Yeah.
How do you think POTUS is going to do versus Speaker?
Well, clearly the Speaker's a better player. He's like a 7 handicap, and the President's about a 17 handicap. So I would imagine the first order of business, almost as difficult as budget negotiations, was probably getting the strokes negotiated on the first hole. You know, I could imagine the President asking for 5 aside, and the Speaker saying, "No, you're going to get 4." So,
yeah.
So that's the beginning. That's the beginning of compromise, right there.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you so much for being on the show this morning.
Thanks for having me, Danielle. Anytime.
Okay. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
You know, I just love what someone said about the president. The president gets a lot of guff about playing golf, and I don't... It's not like he's alone off just with friends. I mean, he's still encased by this huge entourage of people. He does play with friends, and he tries not to do a lot of business. But presidents have played golf forever. And Greg Norman, in an interview in Vanity Fair, said, even if you're the president, you can't live, eat, and sleep your job 24/7, 52 weeks in the year. A human being needs his or her downtime. Golf is just an avenue for escape, and I wouldn't trust a president if he didn't travel down that avenue occasionally. I mean, ain't that the truth? All right. You know, Ike loves golf. Yes, thank you very much for that. Now, we've got, I promised you, and I know your fingers are itching, Nike Precision Power Distance Long. These are new golf balls. Yes, I haven't used them. They're in the box, and the number is 808-853-1563. Right here, and I will send them to you, priority mail. If you, and they are logos, because these are celebrating the 37th anniversary of Alakai Mechanical, okay? And you need this number, 808-853-1563. 808-853-1563. That's 853-1563. And thank you so much to Alakai Mechanical for making this possible. We're going to do this twice, because next weekend it's a best of show. That's right. Now, let's find out about the game of golf, like how to play the game of golf. Something that I didn't get a chance to ask Ron Czyrak was what he said about one of the good things that Rory McIlroy, one of the many good things, if he would worry, is that he's a quick player, and we could use more of them. Good morning, Lance McWilliams, Zoom Boom Golf. It's good to have you on.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
You know, and I gotta tell you, I just out of the blue called Lance. Just, you know, and we start talking. Now, I always say I'm a Prince Course fan. I love the Prince Course. It's closed. They're fixing it up, making it beautiful. I played the Prince in 1990 when there were no houses. When I walked, I mean, there was hardly a clubhouse. There was this little shacky building that I think was, you know, maintenance shed. And I walked through this chain. There was a chain up on the road. And I walked in. We were playing best ball because there's no way I can play the Prince Course. I mean, you know, without losing all the golf balls that you could possibly buy in a pro shop. And I felt like I had just stepped on God's park. I mean, if God had a park, it was that place, okay? Now, I've told this story before, and people look at me like, she's the best player for many golf courses. But I found a kindred spirit. Lance, am I exaggerating?
Not at all. It was heaven's course. And what was so neat about it is when she's talking about when she played it, what was so neat about it was the fact that there was nothing out there except for a golf course and nature. There were no marshals. There was no attendance, nothing. And it took us three holes to get going because we felt so bad about taking divots out of the fairway.
What year did you play? Was it 1992?
It was right, 89, 90, right when they first built it. And to tell you how new it was when I played, I had to go through the same chain link fence to get through there.
Yeah.
But the Princeville Resort would actually take you over there in a little van, drop you off, which is about 3.5-4 miles away, and you had to figure out how to get back.
But this is back before cell phones.
Yes, before cell phones.
So you couldn't call and say, I'm ready for my pickup now.
Right, exactly. And the way that I had my doubts about playing it. The way that the lady there at the resort told me, she said it'll be the best 4 mile walk you've ever had. Talk about coming back.
And that's after playing 18 holes.
Yes.
Wow.
And luckily, the couple that I played with gave me a ride back to the resort. But it was beautiful. I mean, I tell people the same thing, and not that the course is not beautiful now, but it's not the same.
No.
I played it again. It's still a beautiful, beautiful course, but there's something about being out in the middle of nature, just you and a golf course and people having fun playing golf.
Wait a minute. Now, tell me about the couple you were playing with. Didn't she want to, like, strip?
She did. She did. She's like, y'all, I was like 20 years old, 21 maybe. And she said, you know, we ought to, after about 14 holes, she said, we ought to just play nude on the way in. And they were in their mid-30s, and I probably turned 14 shades of red.
Because you were in your 20s, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
but that's how open the course was. I mean, we did not see another person on that entire course the whole day.
I know, because when I played it, there was a foursome, and that was it.
Yeah. And I mean, it was beautiful, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that was truly amazing. Now, Zoom Boom Golf, you have a great concept, because the reason I mentioned Cyrak's comment about McIlroy playing quick, you talk about, Hank Haney said that, really, you know, a very, very difficult game to learn, right? Didn't he say that?
He said it's a difficult game to learn, and there will not come a simple way to learn the game. And I think he's wrong.
And you take umbrage with that statement.
I think what happens is people make it difficult to explain because it makes them feel important.
Oh, Lance, you just threw down the gauntlet, didn't you?
Well, I mean, think about it this way: is there any other sport that we learn fundamentals first and then motion? And there's not.
No, because when I went out and played baseball, I picked up a ball and threw it.
Exactly. And you picked up a bat and you swung it.
That's right.
Okay, nobody told you how to hold the bat.
Uh-huh.
They let you swing it. You know, as a kid, they let you swing it, swing it, swing it. And finally, when you started getting pretty good at it, then they said, okay, now try this. Now try that. What we're doing is we're teaching fundamentals first in golf. And I say we, I'm not including myself in we, by the way.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay, I want to make sure. we're teaching fundamentals first, and then once we get to motion, we're trying to do it underneath the confines of perfect.
So is that why I want to go to junior golf and start all over again? I'm serious about this. I hear about junior golf programs, and I say to myself, you know, I'd like to just start fresh. Erase my mind of all the stuff, the clutter, all the garbage that I have that is golf in my brain, and just, you know, just play. I want to go play.
Right. Well, and on junior golf, the thing is there are some wonderful instructors out there,
mm-hmm.
but your learning curve is tied to your instructor.
Okay.
Okay.
So, let me just say that Greg Fujita. Because Greg's probably going, Danielle, would you please acknowledge me? I won the golf ball. From Kapolei, Greg, yes, even you will get the special delivery. In other words, what do they call that, priority mail? The post office? Because I support the U.S. post office. And I want you to write this number down wherever you are. I don't care where you are. I will send them to you. 808-853-1563. I'm going to give away another... dozens. Nike, power distance, long golf ball. Okay? And this is from Alakai Mechanical because they are celebrating their 37th anniversary. And they are wonderful people. The best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal, commercial kitchen design, and fabrication. They just don't design it and say, go find somebody. They do it. Excellent service, expert knowledge. They know what they're doing. I count on these guys. In the building around, wherever you go, you know, in Hawaii, on all islands, I will cut you my capital. Okay, now we're talking with Lance McWilliams, Zoom Boom Golf. He says that we're learning this game backwards, that we should actually be working more with motion, and then we'll learn about the fundamentals. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, yeah. As a child, how old were you when you learned to walk?
Eight, 12 months, something, I don't know.
Okay.
Drove my mother crazy, I'm sure.
And really what I think is you didn't learn to walk, you learned not to fall down.
That's exactly right.
And once you started that, then you started to walk, then you started to run, and then somebody came along and said, hey, if you move your legs like a piston, you'll be doing a lot better than flopping all around the place. In golf, what we're doing is saying, hey, you've got to swing this way first, or it's wrong. And that's not the way we learn. I'm not saying the information's wrong. I'm saying the way it's not taught the way we learn.
So how do you teach somebody?
What I do is I teach them how the body's supposed to move, and then I add the club into it.
Okay.
And
so
I teach them without a golf ball to start off.
Oh.
Because if I can get you, because what happens, there's a thing called ball lock. And it's like if you put a ball in front of somebody, all they want to do is hit that ball. They will not listen to you. All they want to do is hit the ball. Where I learned this from is actually how they train killer whales to jump through a hoop. And what they do is they put the hoop in the water. Okay? And before they teach them how to jump through the hoops, they teach them to go through the hoop. And they do not give them a fish unless they go through the hoop. But what they found out is that they have the fish out there in front of the well, it will not pay attention to anything else except the fish. In golf, the golf ball is the fish. When you put that out in front of the student, all they can do is think about hitting it. You take it away, you teach the motion, and then you introduce it back in.
Wow. We need to take a break. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com.
to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
I've just had the most enlightening moments with you. Lance McWilliams is Zoom Boom Golf. You can find him at zoomboomgolf.com. And we need to talk again. This is fabulous. I like what you said when you said a quote, and somebody wrote up an article about you, which I printed out because I thought it was so fascinating. I wanted to keep it for posterity. You said Bobby Jones had an over-the-top move. Ben Hogan said that only three or four shots around would come off as he had planned. If these two greats were not able to accomplish perfection, why in the world would we attempt to teach someone to swing under the limitations of perfection? You said that what they're trying to teach us is the perfect, to learn perfect first, which makes learning the game so difficult. How can you attempt to become perfect?
Right. And what you do, anything else, we learn the motion, and then what we do is as we graduate, we improve the motion. But golf, we're trying to learn perfect first, and you can't do that.
Interesting. Ryan Ballengee, Pro Golf Talk, NBC Sports. Are you with us?
Hey, Danielle, how are you?
Excellent. Excellent. We have so much to go over. Let me just ask, Lance, what impresses you the most about Rory? Because obviously that's what impressed you the most about the past few days of the U.S. Open.
I'll tell you real quick. You look at Rory and Phil. They played together.
Right.
Okay, in the golf swing, consistency is dictated by release point. And the release point of the golf swing is the zipper. And what that is, that's the center of gravity. Rory is releasing on point every single time. Phil is releasing all around the point. And that's the difference in their shot.
And so that's why Phil is like all over the golf course and Rory's not?
Exactly. And if you think about it, if you want a repeating swing, if you release it at the same point, you're going to have the same swing no matter where you release it, as long as it's the same point.
Wow.
As you get down to the proper point as where Rory's releasing it, you're going to be hitting the ball straight like he is.
Excellent. Lance McWilliams, zoomboomgolf.com is where you can find more about him, and we'll have you on the show again. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Y'all have fun.
Yeah.
All right.
The 103rd Manoa Cup match play is underway right now. David Fink is defending champion. He hopes to be the first since the 90s to successfully defend. John Oda is giving him a hard time. Right now they're 2-3. They've got a 36. You know, this is 36 up and down. Oahu Country Club. If you've ever played the Oahu Country Club, you know what it's like walking. Okay, so this is an exhausting match. Also exhausting is waiting for Rory McIlroy to tee off. With us now from NBC Sports Pro Golf Talk, Ryan Ballengee. You have been working like. What did you produce? 20 articles yesterday?
Somewhere around there, probably. Yeah.
And when you said, "Does anybody like it?" This stuff, I thought, yes. We do appreciate you. You're doing a fabulous job. There are so many storylines from this U.S. Open, other than Rory McIlroy. But before we go there, I'm sure there's something you want to say about Rory.
Yeah, what he has done for 36 holes, really 35 or 36 holes, has been incredible. I know it stands out that he's 11 under par. He has a 36 hole scoring record. He was the first guy to reach 13 under par in this championship's history. But look at the rest of the field. There are only somewhere in this area 15 guys that are under par. And very few of them will be under par after today. It's very likely that we'll have less than a handful of guys under par after this third round. And that's pretty outstanding. Now, the question is going to be in a couple of hours' time is, will McIlroy come back or will he kind of stay where he is? Because he played his absolute best golf to this point. So at a certain point, you're not going to play your best golf in a major championship like this. So will his secondary game be good enough to sustain such usually
Okay, and I hear exactly what you're saying, because usually during a major or pretty much any event, and we're going to be talking with Karen Stevels in a bit, she had won the 2004 British Women's Open by 19 under. She was 5 strokes ahead of second place. You know, you find yourself going, wow, am I really doing this? This is, like, pretty amazing. And you usually are just consistent all the way through, and maybe you have one great day. And what you're saying is, will he have that consistency to have this great day have been on Friday and not on Sunday?
And I don't. There's no way on this planet that McIlroy shoots 65 or 66 today. I know he said earlier in the week that one of the ones from Augusta National and the final round was to keep your foot on the gas. But at a course like this, at a setup like this, I don't think that's possible. McIlroy will not be 17 under par in this championship at the end of the day. He's probably going to be 10 or 9. And I think if he's that's good. That's a good round today.
Yeah. All right, what about Wai Yang? I mean, he's only 6 shots behind. This isn't doable.
No, I don't think that this is impossible at all. I think Yang getting to 5 under, if he's got the 7 under, this would have been a very intriguing pairing today. That is just a pretty intriguing one.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, sorry.
And Yang took down Tiger 6 back after 36 holes at 09 Hazeltine. So, of course, that's the natural reference point for Yang of what maybe some people would hope he can accomplish this weekend. I don't know that he will, but he's a very steady player. He doesn't seem daunted whatsoever by the stage that he's on. And he talked earlier in the week about going what it takes to win a major championship, and he has obviously that. Rory does not. So there's an advantage at least for Yang there.
So we have Rory McIlroy, Y.E. Yang, Matt Kuchar, Zach Johnson, Brant Snedeker, Sergio Garcia. Can Sergio put together 4 rounds?
I haven't seen him do that all year. He played 2 good rounds, the qualifying rounds, and his third round scoring average, I think, is 3 shots worse than his scoring average from the other 3 rounds of the golf tournament. He has played terrible golf on Saturday so far in 2011. And destroys his chances at winning tournaments. That's going to be his stumbling block today. Can he finally get past Saturday and just go sideways? He doesn't have to shoot 66. He's probably going to get a little help from McIlroy. A 68 or a 69 would do him well, but the odds are he's going to shoot 75, not 50.
That's what we're looking for, Sergio. The one blow-up day, which is usually a Saturday, right?
Yeah, it's just not, it's not the round that works for him, at least in this incarnation of Garcia. And he needs to be able to put some kind of charge together, because Sunday is just not going to get it done. If Rory McIlroy steps up on the first tee on Sunday with a 7-shot lead, this thing's over. There's no 2 ways of that.
Alvaro Quiroz, it's great to see him. It'd be fun to see him really keep charging. He sometimes falls, too. But people may have heard about The Rock. You know, just the in passing for the casual golf fan. Who's Robert Rock, and what's such a big deal about Robert?
Robert Rock is an intriguing character to me. He's 34 years old. Last week in Turin in Italy, he won for the first time on the European Tour, and I think a dozen years worth of a career. He's earned now a little over 3.5 million euros, so I guess that's about $5 million these days in career earnings. And he has an incredible mane of hair. The guy's hair is just perfect. I mean, he's the only guy on the planet who should not wear a golf hat to take advantage of a sponsorship, because a hair product place could do his millions of dollars. But for his golf game, he really should not be 1 under par. He could play a lot better than that. He said as much on Friday, because he had to have some visa issues getting here into the United States. He had to pay someone in the area of $10,000 to $15,000 to get that emergency cure.
Wow.
He didn't get to play a practice round. He didn't even get to walk the course before Thursday tee time. still getting over jet lag, and he's 1 under par. That's pretty awesome stuff. I mean, I know Roy McIlroy's killing it around here, but Robert Rock's performance is almost as good, considering the circumstances.
I think it's great. How about the world's number one not making the cut?
Yeah, I didn't really see it happening this week for any of those three guys in that group, Donald, Westwood, or Keimer. And I know Westwood rallied and Keimer did, and they all did a little bit. But this golf course just does not play well to a guy who is only occasionally good at driving the golf ball. And the myth about Luke Donald is that he is a short hitter and he's extremely accurate. Both of those are untrue. He is a medium-length hitter, and he's pretty inaccurate, I'll say, at least for the course of his career. And that played out this week. He played more like the Luke Donald, pre-number one, than the Luke Donald that's the top-ranked player in the world. And Westwood, for whatever reason, has had a great run in the major championships the last couple of years, but right now, it just seems like his total game is not coming together. And the short game improvements that he had made to get to the top spot in the world ranking, they're not presenting themselves right now.
Graham McDowell.
I like his defense. I know he's not going to win, I don't think, but it's good to see somebody defend this championship in a honorable fashion.
Especially since he was shooting 80s there for a while.
Yeah, and hopefully we don't see that something like that on Saturday or Sunday. We have some kind of blow-up round like he did in Wales, and he did
right
at the Players. And that would be a real shame. I don't think his defense should go down like that, and I don't think it will, but I hopefully he could finish somewhere in the top 10 at the end of all this. It would be a good thing for him. It would be a good thing going into the Open and for him to win.
Okay. Bubba Watson joined Ben Crane, Ricky Fowler, who didn't make the cut, and who's the fourth, the golf boys?
Hunter Mahan.
He really needs to work on his tummy muscle.
Yeah, both golfers should not shed their shirt for any reason. One, the beak, and two, farmer's hands. But at least the video is entertaining. It's
yes.
Drawn a lot of eyes to at least those four players. It shows that maybe there's at least a softer side or a lighter side to the game of golf. So.
Oh, there's a softer side. That we've seen. But what I thought was is nice is this is all for charity. People go click on that YouTube, the golf boys, OOO or no, or what is the word?
OOO.
Some people were saying, oh, no, they shouldn't do this. It's OOO. Go click on it, because for every, I don't know, 10,000, 100,000 hits, the charity gets money, so just go do it. It's fun. You know, it's a whole lot of fun. Have to mention a couple of people who've made the cut. Mateo Monastero. I'm really happy that he made the cut, because I just like him. I like him like I like Rory. He's a nice young man, you know? Another nice young man, Ro Ishikawa. He has not won this year. He's had a really, really disappointing year, and he's handling himself so well.
Yeah, I like both of those guys a lot. I like Manistero more than Ishikawa the long haul. But Ishikawa's been through a lot this year, like he says. Especially went through a terrible disaster. Trying to place additional pressure on himself by deciding to donate all of his winnings to charity and into the relief effort. That's a lot of pressure to stand for a kid who's less than 20 years old. And I think his game suffered a little bit as a result, but it's good to see him here. And I love Manistero. I know a lot of people kind of thought maybe he could be a dark horse guy and win this thing somehow. I don't think that's the case yet. He's still adjusting to the biggest stages of the game. The Players, he was great to make the cut. Youngest guy makes the cut there. Makes the cut here. That's good stuff, obviously. That builds a rapport in the majors. That builds the expectation to make the cut. He can build on that expectation to finish top 10 and then win. It's kind of like what one of that boys is doing. He built the expectation for himself that he should be in these things, but he's led each of the last four majors at some point. And now he's building the expectation with a six-shot lead that he should win this thing. And that's the way you do it. You build to a point. You just don't win out of the blue.
I'd like to really emphasize that point too, because I think we make way too much of, and I am amazed, I am absolutely amazed at the ability of a young Cantley. He just is, you know, it's truly amazing what he's done as a freshman. But we drop Anthony Kim was our golden boy, you know, and all of a sudden he doesn't quite make our expectations, and we just sort of shed him, like, we're not going to talk about him anymore until he lives up to our expectations. It's like, you know, the child did not, the child isn't good enough, so we're not going to keep a kid. I don't like the way we build some of these kids up too soon, and then just dump them on the wayside if they don't live up to what we expect them to do. I think it's unfair. It's good to see that.
You're obsessive a little differently. You see it in Manatero. You see it in McAvoy. They play their guys up quietly. They don't talk about them on television for 24 hours a day, wondering when they're going to break through. They kind of whisper, you know, watch, it's going to be really good. And then he turns out to be really good. And then, you know, they have a patient over there that says, his time's going to come. It'll come around. First
right.
Over here with the American player that's young and up and coming. When is this guy going to win, darn it? It's not going to win at some point, and it's going to come along. And that's what happens to guys like Fowler and Johnson and Kim. And we say to them, well, when are you going to win?
Yeah, right. Like, it's within, you know, I've got this clock. It's on the timetable, and
right.
It's scheduled in my day planner.
Yeah, I mean, there's... We don't take the kind of Costa Rican attitude toward winning that we probably should for these young kids, but they're going to win eventually if we just lay off of them a little bit.
If we just leave Tiger alone, maybe he can get his act together.
Tiger's really the noted exception. He's dealt with this better than anybody really in the history of the game, this kind of hype at a young age. And really, I think that created an unrealistic expectation for any up-and-coming young American after him, at least until Tiger's 40 or 45. He'll kind of forget about that a little bit. Because
I
think that people thought, well, if Tiger can do it, the next great American has to be able to deal with all this crap that they get all the time and still strive through it because they're so good.
Golfers
are fragile.
That's right. I call him the closer. See, we got really spoiled. We have Tiger the closer. We could depend on that. There was
if Tiger wins, he just does not lose with a 54-hole lead he has lately, but 71 PGA Tour wins, and pretty much all of those came from way out front. And I think that's an unrealistic measuring stick for this next generation of guys. I mean, in the one sense that Tiger killed a generation that he was playing with, because he just decimated them, and now they don't know what it's like to deal with a world with Tiger's sinking. This future generation is kind of, it stands to be ruined because Wood has created such a high watermark for them to be considered a success that it's impossible to reach. It's basically killed two generations of American golf.
Oh, God. Let's think something more positive. Karen Stupples is joining us. Karen.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you very much.
I'm going to have to take a break and do a station identification, and we're going to give away some golf balls, but Ryan Ballingy, you are truly an amazing. For the last 20 minutes, I've basically sat here and, you know, give you a name.
Yeah.
Just, you know, isn't he amazing, Karen?
He is. I mean, his knowledge is quite tremendous, actually. That's pretty cool.
It is cool. I just I say a name and he goes on for 4 minutes. you are truly something. You can read all of Ryan's work. It's at NBC Sports, and then you go to the golf section, and it's under Pro Golf Talk. and it's PGT. You'll see a little PGT. Click on that, and that's Ryan's work. You can count on it. Ryan, thanks so much for being on the show. Was there one of the things that I wanted to talk about, which I haven't. Do you think they should cut the field at the U.S. Open so they don't have like split tee starts?
No. One of the great stories of the championship is that there are so many guys that have no chance to win, but are tremendous stories because of what they achieved to get here. And I don't think U.S. should take away that opportunity for people to have that limelight just by cutting 30 or 45, just so we don't have to be here until 8:30 at night.
You're right. Okay. Well, I imagine they can't cut down the 50, guaranteed because they're in the top whatever. Should cut it to 40 because then you'd lose names and 55% of the field is sectional qualifiers and then you wouldn't have the name players to draw the attention and it has to make money. It's the only thing that does make money and all those things. There's reasons for these. There's reasons. Ryan Ballingy, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you very much, Daniel. Appreciate it.
Aloha. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. And we come back after this break. We're going to hear all about Karen Stubbles, LPGA touring professional, mom, an amazing person, just an amazing person. Karen, thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Oh, yes, it's going to be a beautiful day. Get out and play, you know, whether it's in competition or not, or go watch the guys. This is right now at the Manoa Cup, okay? The 103rd. Yeah, we've been playing golf in Hawaii for a long time. 103rd Manoa Cup is on right now at the Oahu Country Club. Defending champ David Fink going up against John Oda. Of course, David is seeded one. John seeded 22nd, and if Fink successfully defends his title, it'll be the first time since the 90s when one of those really old guys did it, Brandon Kopp. Brandon still plays, but it's always the young guys now who are actually at the top of the leaderboard. Joining us in the clubhouse, we're giving away a dozen of these beautiful Nike Precision Power Distance golf balls to the 18th caller, 808-853-1563. Now is the time to call. Call now so you can win. Karen, you have had kind of a Rory moment in your career, haven't you, when you won in 2004 the Weetabix Women's British Women's Open?
It was definitely pretty cool. I mean, I'm not so sure if it was a Rory moment because he seems to get off, you know, to these unbelievable starts. And, you know, I just really hope he continues it this time.
Well, what's the difference between the pressure, let's say, of being way out in front? You won that event by 5 strokes.
Yeah.
Versus being a little bit behind, but in striking distance.
When I won the Open, I was 1 shot back starting off the final day, so I wanted to go out and try and make up some ground. And obviously I got off to a pretty good start. I started eagle, double eagle, so that was about as good a start as you were going to get. But
yep.
And it kind of made it, you know, the whole day seemed very smooth. And I really didn't feel very nervous until I got to the 15th, because I was always on the attack. I was never, you know, all protect, don't let anybody catch me, it was always about moving forward. And I think with Rory, I think what happens is if you have a lead like that, it's sometimes you go into, I don't want to lose my lead, as opposed to thinking I want to get more on this golf course. It's kind of, I suppose, it's more of a match play situation, is that, you know, when you have your opponent down, you want to beat them by, you know, not just one or two, you want to beat them by five, six or seven. You know, you want to, you know, just bury them. And I think that's really what he has to go out and think. He's got to go out and think, I want to bury the field. As
yes.
opposed to thinking, I'm going to sit back and I don't want to lose my lead.
Right, and he did say that he wanted his strategy would be aggressive.
I think, with that statement, I think, you know, you've almost got to clarify that sometimes. Aggressive at a US Open doesn't always mean you're still going to fire at all the flags. Aggressive means that you're going to stick to your game plan aggressively.
Yes.
Because I think that he could run into trouble if he starts playing aggressive at the flag. I think he needs to be aggressive to his target.
I'm sure that's what he meant.
Yeah.
You know, he's not cruising on his lead,
yeah.
but playing the same game that he's been playing for the last 2 days. And
exactly. I think the course is going to change. I think the course will get firmer. The greens will get firmer and the pin placements will get harder. And so I think it will be hard to shoot the kind of numbers that he's been shooting. I think that he had to, you know, maintain a lot of patience about him and really, you know, stay in his bubble, really. Not let any outside influences get in, just play his game and just see where it puts him at the end of the week.
Yeah, it certainly has been quite a ride. I mean, following him through the Masters and then the European event, the Asian European event, it's like always, you know, you want to ride with him, and then it's like the horse falls at the end of the right before the finish line, you know, it's painful, but it's just something we have to go through. Wes Kira is not in pain at all. He is the winner of Alakai's 37th anniversary Nike Power Distance golf ball giveaway.
That's
Wes Kira of yes, Greg Fujita and Wes Kira are two very happy campers. Thank you very much for being there. And for the gentleman who thought it was the time to call in, we're going to give a third. We're going to do it one more time, because last weekend we didn't give away a dozen, okay? And this weekend we're giving away a dozen. And next weekend I'm going to take the weekend off. It's going to be a best of show. It's going to be a great show. Put it together already. Speaking of best of, you've got your U.S. Women's Open coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Karen Stubbles, LPGA member for how long now?
This is my 12th season.
12th. And you're a mom of two?
Just one. I have a 4-year-old boy, but I have a 7-year-old dog too, so does that count?
It counts.
Okay.
How do you travel with dogs?
Well, she's a little Yorkshire Terrier. She weighs about 6 pounds, so she just goes in the bag and goes
over
the hand luggage. But
yep.
when I travel overseas, she goes and stays with her mama June. I call her June's the lady who grooms her. So she goes and stays at her house and becomes June's pet for the month or so.
That's wonderful. It's wonderful. Yeah. Your 4-year-old, the LPGA is really good. They have child care services.
They do, yeah. They have for all the domestic events here in the state. They have daycare, and he goes in and has an absolute ball. Yeah, he loves it. He's good though. I mean, he's 4 now, so he's a lot easier than he was as a baby. I mean, as a baby, it's a whole different ball game. I mean, sleeping and
yeah.
when he gets sick and. It's just all a bit of a drama, but now he's, it's a lot easier.
And they're wonderful. 4 years old is great. I mean, they're all great. All those, and he's a boy, and moms and boys always have a great relationship. I have a
yep.
son, the only
Absolutely.
One, too. Yes. You looking forward to Broadmoor in Colorado Springs?
You know, I am. I have not been to the Broadmoor, so this will be my first time there. But I really enjoyed when we played at Cherry Hill a few years back now. The Colorado I like because, you know, it's almost like a bit of a power trip, really, because the ball flies so far.
Ah!
It's very entertaining. You know, you go from hitting a, you know, I hit a 7-iron, you know, 155, 160 yards, and, you know, to hitting it, you know, 170. It's quite fun.
You really got to be careful with your club selection.
Exactly. And, it's going to be hard. Distance control wedges, I think that's where I'm going to have to put a lot of work in when I get there. I'm going to be there Sunday, start work on Monday.
Okay.
So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'll spend a lot of time working on my pitching and my distance control.
Are you going to the Wegmans?
I am, yep. Leaving on Monday for that. And that'll be another good test. Rochester is a fantastic venue for women's golf. It has been for a number of years. They've made some alterations to the course to make it tougher and longer, and you know, every year they seem to they just don't have a problem growing grass up there, so the rough's going to be pretty extreme.
That's where the power, that the strength. Do you do strength conditioning?
I do. I have been doing a lot of it, actually. I'm trying to think really when I started. It was probably back in 2003 I started, you know, proper training. And it's made a big difference to me because, you know, now I'm one of the longer hitters on tour. And, you know, before I started, I was probably about average. When I started training with my trainer, I hadn't done any exercise before at all. I literally just played golf. And I started training with Kai, who was Annika's trainer at the time. And I gained 20 yards in 8 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's just learning to use, a lot of it was learning to use my muscles effectively and in the right order. You know, they just all of a sudden were like waking up almost.
Well,
they're like, okay, we've all been dormant all this time. Now we know what we're supposed to do. Boom, they were doing it. It was pretty cool.
I want to talk to you forever. It's like, my cousins are in England.
Yeah.
Because my father came to the States from England in 53.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm talking with my cousin Carol in Derby.
Pretty familiar then.
It's wonderful. Now, you've been asked twice so far that I've heard. You've been asked who you'd trade places for a day. So far I've heard Richard Branson, Virgin Airlines, right?
Yep.
And Mia Hamm, athlete on a team sport.
Yep.
Where are you now?
I'm not so sure. I mean, I don't think I'd like to trade places with too many people because I think I've got it pretty good right now.
Right. Ah, yes. Oh, that's so good. You're a two-time Curtis Cup member.
Yep.
And I saw the interview when you talked about not being chosen for the Solheim Cup the last time.
That's right, yeah.
And how you've come to terms with that. Can you tell us about that? Because I think it's really very important when you put too much emphasis on a goal, tell us about your Solheim Cup desires and how you came to terms with not being selected.
Yeah, I mean, it was I really was desperate to play on that Solheim Cup, and I felt like I had performed significantly well enough to get a pick, and I really wanted to have another try. I mean, I played in one, and I felt like I had learned an awful lot from my first experience in the Solheim Cup, and I've grown a lot as a person, and you know, being a mother, and you know, it has improved me tremendously. And I was getting on really well with all the girls that were going to be on the team. I felt like it was, you know, I would be a good addition to the team. And when I didn't get picked, I was initially quite hurt by it. And it just, I think, because of how much I wanted to be on that team. But then when I, you know, sat back and realized, you know, hey, I'd not played my way onto the team. You know, I hadn't made enough points in either world ranking or on the European tour. So I was, you know, relying on a pick, and you know what? It was totally Alison Nicholas's choice to pick whoever she wanted for her team, because at the end of the day, it's her team. So she's going to pick whoever she wants. And at first I was, as I said, I was quite, you know, a little bit angry and, you know, disappointed that I wasn't on it. The fact that I went out the following week and won kind of eased the pain a little bit.
Yeah,
But, you know, as time's gone on, I've really realised that, you know, the decision she made isn't any reflection on me as a person, or even any reflection on my goal. It was purely, her decision. So what I've come to terms is that, you know, I'm playing golf now because I'm loving my game, I'm enjoying where I'm at with it, and I'm having fun doing it. And that, you know, you can't do any more than that. If it happens to take me down the path of playing in the Solheim Cup again, there's no one's going to be more happy than I. If it does not, I'm going to have a great time watching it on TV and knowing that, you know, hey, I gave it a good try. I'm doing everything I can for myself. And, you know, that's ultimately what I have, because my biggest responsibility is to my family and my son. That's it.
You know, we all should be in your space. No wonder you don't want to change places with anybody. You're you're just fine. I need to take a break, and Coach Dane is with us too. You know, we were talking about the mental game. Isn't that just what Karen just pretty much wrapped up for you?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just amazing how well she's taken all of the adversary, you know, the adversities that people. It's what you do with that. It's you can't control what's coming at you, but you can control your reaction to it. We'll be back
Absolutely.
After this. Yeah, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's aqua therapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to The Golf Club.
And congratulations to Wade Surukawa. He is the third winner of our golf balls from Alakai Mechanical. Thank you so much for listening to the Golf Club radio show, and to Alakai Mechanical for providing us with the ability to bring the show to you. Okay, we're talking with Karen Stubble. She's an LPGA touring professional last 12 years. Karen, can we talk again in after the Open? And I'd like to talk to you about, you know, the domestic events in the States going away and it becoming more of a global game. And
yep.
It's kind of spooky for a lot of Americans, but it's something the European players have been dealing with your entire career.
Yes, it is. I mean, if you think about, you know, I came over here to university when I was 19. And so I've been used to traveling away from my family, you know, from a young age. And I think that, you know, when you grow up here in America, and quite frankly, it's a good life. You know, you have your AJGA events, you've got, you know, your college tournaments, everything's right here. You don't have to travel very far. It's always in the same country. There's no language separation. It's very comfortable and very easy. And, you know, when you come from Europe, I mean, there's so many different languages even in Europe, different cultures and everything else. You just get used to doing that as an amateur, and then you come and travel to America. You know, the whole thing, I mean, my mindset's just used to travel already.
Yeah.
So it really isn't any big deal for me. You know, obviously now I'm a mother, it's a little bit more difficult because it means I have to leave my son for, you know, periods of time, which I'd rather not do. But you know, that's just part of the job that I, you know, the job that I have.
That's right. And if you do spend more weeks with your son than most mothers could cumulatively spend. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a really cool thing. Are you going to go see the Green Lantern?
Potentially. I haven't really looked too much into that. I think that Logan wants to see Mr. Popper's Penguin.
Oh, me too. Oh, I do too. Now, the reason I asked is because it says here, what is one of your favorite movies? I was reading the LBJ's site.
Yeah.
Any kind of science fiction, I love action, adventure.
Yep.
X-Men, Star Trek, so I thought maybe the Green Lantern coming out.
The new X-Men movie is going to be on my list.
All right. Okay.
When I'll get a chance to do that, I don't know. This week was my opportunity, but I haven't taken it. I've been too busy practicing and stuff. So.
And getting ready.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I've got two majors coming up. I've got to be ready, right?
That's right. That's right. Oh, you are such a pleasure. I just have had such a ball talking with you, and I'm looking forward to continuing this relationship. Thank you.
Well, you probably know me already anyway from Twitter.
Yes, I do. But it's so good to actually, you know, put a voice and a mind with more than 140 characters. Together.
Well, the fortunate thing about Twitter and I is that my brain only works in 140 characters anyway, so that's good.
You're the best, Karen. Thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Aloha. We'll talk again.
Okay.
Oh,
bye.
Great. Bye.
Bye.
And Dane Gingrich is joining us now. Coach Dane, also on Twitter. You can find him, coachyourmind.com. So, we're going to wrap up the show with a mental coach. Does that sound strange?
How you doing, Danielle?
Good. Dane, when you watched, you know, and you said, I saw you on Twitter say that you were going to talk about Rory and where his mind set should be. And from a mental coach's standpoint, that would be the issue this weekend.
Absolutely. I mean, isn't it just an incredible story? Rory's doing it again. He's putting himself in position again. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Karen hit it right on the head when she said you've got to stay super aggressive, but not necessarily firing that flag. Super committed and trusting to the target that he's taking. You know, and he said that last night in his press conference. Going to stay very aggressive, but just on the lines that he's choosing and the targets that he's choosing.
I think we have that. I'm one. Raphael, do we have that? The Rory, do you have that available? Are you there, Rafa? Doesn't he have a great swing? I mean, when you hear that swing, that's conviction. Raphael, the cut where his strategy for today. Yes, go for it.
That's really been it. When I get myself in these positions, I have to really make sure that I don't get ahead of myself, and I don't start playing defensively. I have to still play aggressively to the targets that I pick. And that's really the main thing. You know, even if you get four or five ahead of the field, six ahead of the field, whatever, you know, you're trying to get seven ahead, eight ahead, ten ahead, whatever. You know, you're just trying to keep going.
Now, that's the key. The targets that I pick.
That's right. And I think we talk about pressure in the negative, and we've all associated with pressure being bad. But the first thing I would tell Rory if I were to talk to him today before the round is, and if I were to work with him long term, is he's got to redefine what pressure means. Pressure is an opportunity for him to separate, not, you know, in the Masters and prior, he viewed pressure as, you know, an opportunity to not screw this up. And I think we're seeing he's really embracing this moment. And I really want to go out on a limb and say he's going to pull this off.
I don't think you're going out on a limb that much, because I really think that he's going to, whatever he does, you know, I think he's going to win it. But if he doesn't, he still has accomplished something really, really fantastic. And
doesn't he look a little bit more focused than he was? He almost looks like he believes now a little bit more than he did before. I think something kind of clicked, and, you know, Jack Nicklaus told him and, you know, talked to him a little bit and talked to him about pressure. And I think he's really embracing this moment to really separate himself from the pack. And if he does run away with this, oh, my goodness. It could be big-time trouble for the field.
he looks to me as much more centered. When you look at it in his eyes and you look at his reaction to what happened, it's like he's delighted by the fact that the ball actually, like, driven by some other power other than him, moved it into the hole. You know, he's embracing this in as a young person, as a child, in delight. And that, I think, part of that is his, you know, that's what we love watching about him, is he's delighted by it. I think Tiger had that delight in the beginning, too. You know, and until things got a little bit crazy in his world, and he isolated himself, and he surrounded himself by this wall of people. And I'm not so sure that that's a good thing for anyone to do.
No, I think Tiger fell into the trap of now he's trying to please so many people now that he's kind of lost focus on his main, you know, his main center, his main goal. You see, he's so lost. Where Rory kind of feels, you know, he looks very centered now. He looks very, very committed and you know, really looking forward to this moment. I would be surprised if we saw another Masters.
It's certainly wonderful, the idea of having someone that, you know, is going to close after. Not because someone brought up the scar tissue issue. You know, it's like, how much scar tissue would be...
Right.
I'm not sure that would be a problem for him, even if he didn't win this...
At 22 years old, you think he would be shattered by what happened in the past, but he just seems... You know, when you took a trip to Haiti, they're talking about his perspective on life now seems to be...
Well...
So,
when you see children drinking water out of the street, you just probably would, you know, look at things a whole lot different, you know?
Absolutely. What's an 80 on a Sunday compared to what they're dealing with back there, huh?
Exactly. That's precisely it. We need to, before we, you understand, you've been on the radio before, right?
Absolutely. Been there, done that a lot, yeah.
You know, time constraints. And we're going to have you on the show so we can really... Coach Your Mind is your website.
I would love to. Thank you, Danielle.
Good. Coach Your Mind, because this is just a tease. This is just a get to know you. Howdy. Welcome to the Golf Club Radio Show. I'm so glad to meet you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm going to thank the people who make this possible, all of our sponsors, and they, without them, I wouldn't be on the air, and I wouldn't be able to introduce you and your philosophies. I'll talk to you soon, Dane. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Aloha. Thank you to Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment, for protection for your home or your business. Whether, you know, have you walked your property? Do you know where it could possibly be threatened? Where are your weak spots? Find out. Star Protection is what you need both here in Hawaii. They are available statewide and also in California. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved. They achieve results at Moon Physical Therapy, whether you've been in a car accident or you're recovering from a sport injury, you're recovering from surgery, Moon Physical Therapy. You'll come back to your old self so much faster. See Julie Moon. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning and sheet metal and commercial kitchen design, and then they make it for you. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product. You can depend on 24/7 Alakai Mechanical. From Kauai, this is the way you should play golf, okay? In nature, combining the beauty of nature, the design of Robert Trent Jones, bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. Hoipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.